Constitutional Court President Marie-Madeleine Mboronsuo says the court has completed recounting every return from the more than 2,800 polling stations. She says the court will rule on the validity of that poll in the coming week after inviting opposition candidates to present evidence of the claims of massive vote fraud by electoral officials to benefit ruling party candidate Ali Bongo. Gabon's Interior Ministry says Bongo won with nearly 42% of the vote. Former Interior Minister André Mba-Obam and longtime opposition leader Pierre Mumbundu each received about 25% of the vote. Obam and Mumbundu joined seven other opposition candidates in filing suit to challenge the Bongo win, but they did not take part in the recount because the court refused to allow each of them to send a political representative as well as a bailiff to observe the process. If the court finds the result should be annulled, Mboronsuo says the election will be held again. If the court confirms Bongo's victory, he'll be inaugurated. Interior Minister Jean-François Ndungu told the court about the conduct of the vote. Ndungu told reporters outside the court that concerning the electoral list and the comportment of electoral officials during the process, he sees no call for further action by the court to challenge the outcome. Most electoral observers believe the vote was fair, despite irregularities that include security forces at polling stations, some ballot boxes not being properly sealed, and the absence of opposition representatives during some vote counting. The election was held to replace longtime President Omar Bongo, who died in June after 42 years in power. When his son was announced as the winner of the vote, opposition demonstrators in Port-Gentil burned the French consulate and attacked offices of French and U.S. oil companies. Security forces say three people were killed in that unrest. Human rights groups say the death toll was at least 15. Interim President Rose-Francine Rogombe says an investigation is underway to determine who was responsible for the violence. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.